Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at something that should be on the desk of every business owner in Australia right now. The article is AI is flooding Australia's Fair Work Commission with fake claims by Brett Allegrewood on the Anabu AI blog.
And fake is the right word. This isn't a story about workplaces suddenly getting worse. The commission is bracing for a 70% spike in claims above its three-year average, but not because of mass redundancies or some wave of genuine disputes.
It's because filing a legal claim used to have a real cost attached to it. You needed a lawyer, a consultation fee, time. Now an employee can sit on their couch at 11 at night and produce a 10-page unfair dismissal claim in 14 seconds using ChatGPT. For free.
And the documents look official. They sound serious. But employment lawyers are calling a lot of them rubbish. We're talking about claims citing legal precedents that don't exist, seeking remedies the commission has no power to award, demanding 10 years of back pay in a forum that has a six-year statute of limitations.
The AI doesn't know the difference, and the person using it doesn't know the difference either. They just know the machine produced something that looks powerful.
So here's the part that hits the business owner directly. Even a completely fabricated filing still costs you real money. Your HR team reads every page. Your lawyers bill you to identify the hallucinated case law, untangle the legally impossible demands, and draft a formal response explaining why the whole premise is void.
You're paying thousands of dollars to argue with a chatbot's fantasy.
Which is genuinely grim, but there's another angle Brett raises that most owners haven't thought about.
There's no lawyer-client privilege for AI chat histories. If an employee uses ChatGPT to draft their claim and discovery gets requested, those chat logs are entirely fair game. Every prompt, every hallucinated response, every fabricated citation, sitting on a server somewhere, completely discoverable.
The employee thought they were getting private legal advice. They were building a paper trail.
The commission has recognized how serious this is becoming. It's pushing for rules requiring applicants to formally declare that the facts in their claim are accurate and that the cases they cite actually exist. The Federal Court of Australia has already issued a practice note making clear that AI hallucinated evidence is completely unacceptable.
And while that's happening, the law firms on the other side of the table are moving fast in the other direction. Zed Law recently revealed they've automated around 80% of their own firm operations using AI. Legal research that used to take a full day or two now takes 5 to 15 minutes.
The lawyers acting against your business are using the same tools, but with the expertise to verify what the AI produces. The employee at midnight doesn't have those skills. That asymmetry matters.
Let's talk about contracts, because this is where it gets uncomfortable. Brett's argument is that most employment contracts were written for the laptop era. Email, web browsing, swipe cards, they don't contemplate AI.
The gaps are specific. Does your confidentiality clause cover an employee pasting client data into a public chatbot to write a report? Does your performance management policy address what happens when an algorithm flags someone for underperformance? A generic clause from 2018 doesn't cover any of that.
There's also a compliance angle on monitoring that most people have completely missed. In New South Wales, the Workplace Surveillance Act requires employers to give specific notice before monitoring employees' computer use. If you've layered an AI analytics tool over your existing software to track productivity, you've almost certainly triggered those obligations.
And if your contracts haven't been updated to cover AI monitoring, you're walking into a compliance breach that looks nothing like the problem your original contracts were built to prevent.
The regulatory signals globally are consistent too. The UK government co-signed an open letter from two cabinet ministers warning business leaders that frontier AI capabilities are doubling every 4 months. Singapore's IMDA has proposed the world's first international standard for testing generative AI systems. The message is the same everywhere. The grace period for ungoverned AI use is over.
So what does Brett say to do this week? There's a practical list. The most urgent is auditing your employment contracts. Every clause touching technology, confidentiality, performance management, data ownership. Ask honestly whether it contemplates a world where your people use AI tools every single day.
For me, the one that can't wait is the AI acceptable use policy. Brett calls it the single most important document your business can produce in 2026. It doesn't have to be long. It needs to cover which tools are approved, what data employees can input into any AI system, and what the consequences of breach actually are.
And he makes the point that leaving a policy on an internet page is not training. Your staff are already using unapproved tools to make their jobs easier. You need to acknowledge that and give them compliant alternatives.
My action for the week is simple. Get the contracts in front of someone who can tell me honestly whether they're fit for a world where AI is already in the room.
You can read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to look at where your own AI use might be creating exposure, there's a free AI audit you can book there as well.
Worth doing before a claim lands on your desk.